I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Muslim principals are speaking loudly throughout the Middle East, especially in the cluster of Islamic republics. Doors there are closed to the gospel, yet Words of Hope's Lee D. Young cites encouraging reports from inside those restricted access areas.
Be very prayerful about protection for those who work in such circumstances, in those kinds of places. The pressures against them are considerable, and the dangers are very real. To some extent, there has been an escalation of persecution or restrictions, harassment of believers.
Meanwhile, the short-term missions movement has come under recent fire about lack of impact. Cure International's Jerry Meadows says it's a legitimate concern, but their approach promotes essential communication between their hospital staff and the volunteers. In the end, it's about relationship building.
We want them to spend time with our staff, with our nationals, who really understand what God's doing in their culture, and then our hospital staff sees it as one of their primary missions to expand the worldview of that short-termer.
And after bouncing around a few years, Shoes for Orphan Souls finally has a home. The Buckner Center for Humanitarian Aid of Buckner Child and Family Services was opened on April 14th as scheduled. Since last July, they were operating from a distribution center that leased them space on short notice. They now have 45,000 square feet of space tailored to their needs so the ministry can continue to grow. Find out how you can donate shoes to this ministry by visiting our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call 1-800-995-4828. Mission Network News can now be delivered daily to your personal email address. Visit our website at missionnetworknews.org. Type your email address at the bottom and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. I'm Greg Yoder.